The Watery Tale of Wilma the Whale. Written by Jessica Bancroft, illustrated by Hannah Hutchings, translated by Leah Schulze, accompanying audiobook narrated by Britta Gartner. Wilma the Whale never quite fitted in at school. She was too big to hula hoop, too tall to play basketball, and could never find a good place to hide in hide and seek. And although she had a very big family, she didn't really fit in with them either. Her mum and dad both had rote tails. But Wilma didn't have a rote tail like her mama and her papa. Her grandma and grandpa both had grüne Fins. But Wilma didn't have grüne Fins like ihre Oma und ihr Opa. And her fünf brothers and fünf sisters all had blaue scales. But Wilma didn't have any scales at all. And ihre Brüder und Schwestern were always teasing her about it. But the thing that really set Wilma apart from the rest of her family was just how big she was. And that was always most obvious at mealtimes. Every morning, Oma made breakfast.
"Time for das Frühstück," she said. "Who likes Eier?"
"Ich mag Eier zum Frühstück," cried Wilma, rushing into the kitchen.
But she was so excited that she overturned the table with one of her massive flippers and sent die Eier flying.
"Wilma!"
moaned ihre Brüder und Schwestern. "Sorry," mumbled Wilma, feeling like the only whale in the room. Every afternoon, Papa made lunch.
"Time for das Mittagessen," he said. "Who likes belegte Brote?"
"Ich mag belegte Brote zum Mittagessen," said Wilma with a grin.
Then she scoffed every last one of them and let out a great big...
"Wilma!"
cried ihre Brüder und Schwestern, rolling their eyes.
"Better out than in, I always say," chuckled Opa.
But even that didn't make Wilma feel better. Every evening, Mama made dinner.
"Time for das Abendessen," she said. "Who likes Eis?"
"Ich mag Eis zum Abendessen,"
bellowed Wilma, rushing to the table. She opened her mouth to take an extra big bite of ice and swallowed all ihre Brüder und Schwestern. They moan from inside her mouth, sounding a little muffled. Wilma spat them all back out, covered in ice.
"You and your big mouth are always ruining das Frühstück, das Mittagessen und das Abendessen,"
said one of ihrer Brüder or one of ihrer Schwestern. It was difficult to tell.
"You should just get lost."
"Maybe they're right," sobbed Wilma. "Maybe I should just get lost."
"Goodbye, Mama und Papa. Tschüss, Opa und Oma. Tschüss, Brüder und Schwestern. You'll be a happier family without me."
Then she packed her bag
and swam away into the deep, blauer sea. Wilma swam and swam until she came to a shipwreck, where she sat down to cry. She was crying into her fins when a hermit crab sidled up beside her.
"Hello,"
said the crab.
"Why are you crying?"
"Because I don't fit in anywhere,"
wept Wilma, blowing her nose so hard that she sent the crab tumbling claw over shell.
"And now I'm all alone."
"Don't you have a family?"
asked the crab.
"Well, yes," Wilma snuffled. "A very big familie, actually. I have eine Mama und einen Papa. Ich habe eine Oma und einen Opa. Und ich habe fünf Brüder und fünf Schwestern. But I'm so different to all of them. They're better off without me."
"Oh, I don't know about that,"
said the hermit crab quietly.
"I've never had eine Familie. Ich habe keine Mama. Ich habe keinen Papa. Ich habe keine Oma. Ich habe keinen Opa. Ich habe keinen Bruder. Ich habe keine Schwester. I think it's better to be a bit different than to be all alone."
"You've got no Familie," said Wilma. "What about friends?"
"Nein, ich habe keine Freunde," said the crab. "I've always found it hard to come out of my shell."
Wilma looked at the lonely hermit crab and smiled for the first time that day.
"Well, I'm going to be your Freundin," she said. "We'll go back to my Familie and we can be different together. My name is Wilma, by the way. Wie heißt du?"
"Ich heiße Hermann,"
said her new Freund. Wilma and Hermann raced past tumbled seaweeds and purring catfish on the way home. They laughed and joked all the way.
"Hello, everybody,"
Wilma cried when they arrived.
"I'm back."
"Mama? Papa? Oma? Opa?"
called Wilma. She would even have been pleased to see ihre Brüder und Schwestern.
"Where is everybody?"
"I don't know,"
replied Hermann, lifting up his stool to see if anyone was hiding underneath it. But Wilma's Familie weren't under anything. They were high above her head, caught in an enormous fishing net.
"Help us, Wilma!"
cried Oma.
"You can do it, Wilma!"
cheered Opa. Wilma swam up to them and opened her mouth wide enough to fit the net and all ihre Familie inside. Then she pulled and pulled and pulled.
"Eins, zwei, drei, heave!"
shouted Hermann as he tugged at her tail. Wilma gave one last mighty yank and the rope holding the net snapped. Wilma opened her mouth. Her relieved Familie swam out. Opa und Oma with their grünen fins first. Then Mama und Papa with their roten tails. And then ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn Brüder und Schwestern with their blauen scales.
Wilma! Your big mouth saved us!
They all cheered and swam in circles around her. Wilma scooped up Herman in her flippers and gave him a hug.
You were right, she said. Being different doesn't mean I have to be alone.
Ich habe einen Opa und eine Oma. Ich habe eine Mama und einen Papa. Ich habe fünf Brüder und fünf Schwestern. Und ich habe einen Freund.